Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship radio station down here in Tampa, Florida. I was going to say Sarasota because I'm also heard in Sarasota. But we're broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, also on Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, the same way, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, everybody.
They are out on the porch, 67 degrees, mostly clear, going to be down in the upper 50s tonight, so they'll be there until the booze runs out. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United
States
of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was started and formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the message of Tuesday night is?
The message of Tuesday night, Captain, that the voters sent loud and clear to the Democrats is, we are tired of this. And I will simply say agenda, although I think some voters might say something else, but they are tired of what's happening, and they wanted to make their voices heard.
Well, let me change it a little bit. I believe that the election sent a message from the Republicans to President Joe Biden specifically, and the congressional Democrats that have been pushing this weird agenda. One word, stop.
I totally agree. And it stop in its tracks. They want it to be. They absolutely have become fed up with all the stuff that we heard about in these issues in the campaign. And what I think is very important, Captain, is that especially in Virginia, Glenn Youngkin was able to talk about these issues. Certainly Terry McAuliffe tried to, I think, in many ways, deflect the issues. That's why he mentioned that, yeah, I'm running against Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera. We just saw the California recall go down in flames here, but that's also because Larry Elder was talking about the issues, and Gavin Newsom deflected those issues into going off a COVID cliff, et cetera. But Virginia is a good example where the issues won the day, issues that were important to the people of Virginia, of the Commonwealth, and especially, Captain, getting in between parents and their kids in terms of what's being said in school, what's being taught in school, and that could the parents even kind of even know what's going on in school and have a say. That was something almost acting like a third rail of politics. As
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and folks, I apologize for my voice. I got out there Tuesday night, went to a couple of different affairs to be with some candidates, and I yelled and hooped and hollered, and I mean, I strained my voice, but it's okay. It'll be back here another day or two. This is not my first rodeo. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We got Mike in Clearwater. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle. You know, I was thinking about this at length. You're starting to see, well, first of all, the people in Minneapolis rejected doing away with the police department, as they should. What really interested me with that was, my understanding is a lot of the black leaders in Minneapolis really worked to make sure that the police department was not done away with. You know, I know a lot of Democrat people that are decent, hardworking, you know, good people. And I think that the Democratic Party should realize that you have to extricate yourself and distance yourself as best you can from the radical, crazy Democrats, because I don't want to see, you know, the Democratic Party fail. The Democrats over the last few decades, you know, have done a lot of bad things, but they've also, you know, come up with some good ideas. And you see people like Joe Manchin, who are reasonable, who are trying to do their best to make sure that, you know, we don't get screwed, blued, and tattooed. So what do you think, Kyle? I think that if the people in the Democratic Party are smart, they should extricate themselves from the cancer and the toxicity that the crazy radicals are doing, because, you know, quite frankly, it's going to bring them down. And like I said, there are many hardworking, decent people that'll give you the shirt off their backs who happen to be Democrats. And, you know, I just want us all to get along. So what do you think? And thank you so much.
Okay, well, first of all, Mike, we have been preaching what took place for months, have we not, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah.
We've been telling everybody what we've been hearing, giving them our intel. This is what was going to happen. People are going, well, I hope so. I'm not sure. This, that, and the other. I said, no, every day. Hours after hours after hours, people telling us what they were going to do, and they did it. Now, I will say this. You know who Andrew Yang is?
Yes, yeah. He ran for president, yeah.
He's formed a political party. Did you know that?
I did.
You know what the name of it is?
What's the name?
Forward Party.
Forward Party.
So to the Democrats that don't care for what's going on, there's your alternative.
Well, right, and as a matter of fact, when Mike was talking, I was thinking just about the idea of a third party, and I'm sure we can talk a little bit more right after the break.
We will. And, folks, it's because of the fact that these Democrats, these modern-day Democrats, the progressives, the ultra-left-wingers, they're not going to change. I'll be right back.
Bill Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. Now, we have a little different way that we promote MyPillow. We tell you to go to the website and take a look at everything that's there on that home page. And you'll see where it says for price, it says with promo code, the price is whatever. Well, your promo code is always going to be Captain. It's always going to be Captain. Now, there's also on that home page a logo link for radio listener specials. When you click on that, it'll open another page, and it will give you about 24 to 30 different items in there with even more savings than what you see on the home page. Again, your promo code is Captain, and if you want to call them up on the phone because you don't want to do business on the Internet, that's fine. Here's the number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call or go online, MyPillow.com. Promo code is Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You want to answer, Mike?
Yes, thanks, Captain. Yeah, I was thinking about what Mike was saying about the idea of the Democrats extricating themselves from the far left, and I appreciate that so much. There's only one word I would change, and that would be maybe change extricate to expel in terms of telling the those so-called progressives, the so-called Democrats, socialists, whatever they want to call themselves, that they're not really welcome in the party of John F. Kennedy, for example. We hear that a lot, right? We hear John F. Kennedy would not recognize the Democrat Party today. And I think they're absolutely right. But what the squad has done, of that ilk, they are not going to go form a third party anytime soon, even though Andrew Yang is forming one. I don't think that they think that that's really their path to glory, because third parties, by and large, have been unsuccessful, shall we say. So what they've done is they decided they were going to colonize the Democrat Party and bring in such far-left ideas, ideologies, because it is true. They are literally just simply going along with an ideology, and it has nothing to do with Democrats like Joe Manchin and others in modern times that have been able to come to compromise, make deals, do things that legislatures are supposed to do. So so they're not going to go anywhere anytime soon, the AOCs. So they have to absolutely have to be expelled. But will the Democrats do it? Don't hold your breath.
Well, what happened on Tuesday night was the GOP not only won a massive red wave across this great country of ours, but in particular in the liberal deep blue Northeast, correct?
That's right.
And Republicans swept every office possible in Virginia, including a huge upset in the governor's race. They also came so close to winning the New Jersey governorship. Desperate for the close loss, of course, but despite this close loss, rather, the Republicans made up double digits from where they were simply a year ago in the presidential election. Now, that's only the start. Now, this truck driver, Edward Durr is the guy's name, and I got a picture of him on my Facebook page. He spent $153 and has apparently beat the Democratic president of the New Jersey Senate by several thousand votes.
Yes, that's what it looks like. At least that last report, we understand 100% of the precincts reporting, of the districts reporting, or the precincts, I should say, 52% to 48%. So it looks like he is on his way to victory, even if there hasn't been an official call that we understand. But, Captain, again, he had a message. He had something that this other incumbent simply did not have, and that was the ability to resonate with the people, to say, look, things have not been going well. We see this with our own eyes, and so we're going to make a change. And I believe part of that $153 broke down something like this. There was food bought from a Dunkin' Donuts for staff, and then $86 approximately for paper flyers and business cards. So, I don't know. That seems like only in America, Captain.
Now, we have something going on down here with our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. We have a special session going on right now, and he's asked the legislature to introduce some election integrity bills to go before the legislature in a special session to be elected. Now, if they do this, one of the things that they're going to do is they're going to have a full-time police unit to catch the election cheats. The Democrats will be reduced to merely a pimple on somebody's you-know-what because of the fact they won't be able to go out and try to ballot harvest and try to illegally gain signatures by getting ballots and doing different things and all that sort of stuff. And to that, I say it's about time. If that's what they have to do to keep things fair and square, then go for it.
Well, it's a sign of the times and of the day in which we live. And certainly to be able to monitor this from a law enforcement perspective, not a political perspective per se, but a law enforcement perspective, because, and I guess we'll be quoting some high-level Democrats here, Captain, right? Our election integrity is so important. We can't have people attacking our democracy.
Right.
So hopefully they would be 100% in favor of making sure that that doesn't happen.
Unless you're Joe Biden.
That's right.
And he's the one that said it.
Right, right. Well, you see, but they've gotten a lot of mileage out of the idea of, quote, attacking our democracy, while at the same time wanting to make sure that it's, it's so easy to work around the system under the guise of making it so easy to vote and this kind of thing. Of course it should be easy to vote.
And you and I started something yesterday with what Kamala Harris had to say.
Oh, no kidding.
By the time 1 or 2 o'clock rolled around and I was awake and moving around and listening to the radio and had the television on, everybody was talking about what Kamala Harris had to say, and they all agreed with it.
Right.
That came from us.
That's exactly right.
At about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, she was strangely prophetic in that regard. Exactly. And because, of course, she was saying that, believing that somehow they were going to eke out a victory with McAuliffe, and that would somehow buttress the idea that here come the Democrats and we're going to change everything and this is what we're going to do. You can't do anything about it. But it was the exact opposite.
Yeah. Eric's doing a lot of comments in the chat room. I haven't got time to look and see, but we'll take a look during the break, see what he's up to. So good morning, Eric, up there in East Tennessee. But the thing of it is the point is that we have come a long way, baby, and we are back. We are back. Now, let's not misuse the privilege. Let's keep this momentum going because we can do this. And even Larry Sabato, who's not all that conservative, but they call him a conservative pollster up there in Virginia, even he is saying that this paves the way for a major change in the makeup of the Congress come next year.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the idea would essentially be that it's predicated on the idea that the Democrats are going to keep doing what they're doing. I think they will. I think that there are some Democrats.
Look at what Nancy just said she's going to do.
Well, that's right. She's going to put the leave back in the bill and so forth. Something Manchin is not going to go for at all. But this is the sign of the doubling down from that echelon. I think there will be other Democrats in the House and the Senate who will be able to say, okay, well, maybe now I can maybe stand with Joe Manchin. So there's going to be kind of a dichotomy there. But generally speaking, the progressives, they're going to double down. And by the way, Captain, they didn't even mention Winsome Sears in Virginia as a new breakthrough election and so forth because, you know, it doesn't fit their narrative. That's not surprising.
That's why when she came out of the state, she said, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, I'm black.
Yeah, and she said, I have been all my life, you know. So, but again, she is talking about the values of people in the Commonwealth. She's talking about American values, and that's the thing that unites us. And the people that literally want to divide us simply on the basis of skin color, they are the ones who are really dangerous because they are trying to foment this kind of race hatred and so forth that has no place under the red, white, and blue.
By the way, I think I'm going to start a cheer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see if I can do this. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
That's right. Well,
that's specific. You can't talk. That's specifically for Joe Biden and all his cronies.
Yeah, well, I liked it when DeSantis, Governor DeSantis.
Oh, he did it.
The Brandon administration.
Yeah, that's even better. Hashtag Brandon administration.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to call, Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A jury now in place for the Ogden Arbery murder trial in Georgia. Arbery is the 25-year-old black man who was shot while jogging in Brunswick in February of last year. The jury is being made up of 11 white members and one sole black juror. It was a closer than expected race, but New Jersey's governor has held on to his seat.
I was on my way someplace.
and it took us longer to get there than we planned. As a matter of fact, some might say it took 44 years to get here.
Race for Garden State Governor, one of just two races of national interest that did prove interesting. Besides the Democrats' win in the Jersey gubernatorial voting in Virginia's governor's race, it was the Republican Glenn Youngkin beating a former governor of that state, Terry McAuliffe. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we will. And by the way, yesterday I got a call here at the radio station, and somebody called me from in Des Moines, Iowa, and they said, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful for you. Well, what is it that you have that it works for you? So I explained my situation, and this person told me, they said, well, we have a very acute arthritis, and it kills us, and we've been taking everything we possibly can to try to make things get better, and it just kind of holds its own, but it doesn't get any better. You think this product will work? And I said, well, you don't know if you don't try. So the guy's name is Pete. So Pete is going to try it, and he's going to let me know how it works for him, and we're going to have him on the program when he does, because it's going to be a great test case for you folks to hear that this product, Relief Factor, is to some people a wonder pill, if you will. And it's not a drug, so I can't call it a wonder drug, because it's 100% drug-free. But the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs, $19.95 on a 3-week quick start, and away you go, relieffactor.com/captain. So Pete's going to try it. He's going to call us and let us know what's going on here in a couple of weeks. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, I know that we were talking about what the Democrats, you know, the message that they received, I think, obviously, from the people, And I appreciate what you were saying too, Captain, about I think also the message to Republicans. I think the message to Republicans are go full steam ahead right here.
Stay the course, full
That's
speed
right.
ahead.
That's right.
Or as I like to say, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Do well, not dally, do not let off, go for it.
Well, that's exactly right. Keep the pressure on, because as we go into 2022, and it'll be here before you know it, we're going to see the Democrats continue in many ways to double down. We're going to continue to see the problems be exacerbated, supply chains and these kinds of things. And there's going to be a lot more, I hate to say fights, but arguments, shall we say, about the role of government and the scope that the Democrats really want to lord over you with government. Because, Captain, I think especially in Virginia, they were talking, the upshot of the message is, look, you know, we're free. We're going to do the things, we're going to do the things that we know how to do, and we don't need an overreaching government to tell us what to do, basically.
Well, what I heard the Democrats saying yesterday about the vote in Virginia was as follows, and I heard Joe Biden say it to begin with. He said that these were all Trump voters that came out to vote against me. They were voting against me. He said he made it against him. All right. Well, he's right. There were Trump voters, but there was a whole bunch of Democrats, too. He didn't mention that, did he?
Well, no, he didn't. And let's face it, it is correct. There are more Democrat voters in the Commonwealth of Virginia than there would be Republicans in the strict sense. But the Democrats, and especially from the Biden agenda on down, and certainly what McAuliffe was talking about, was so bad that many Democrats, registered Democrats, decided to go with Glenn Youngkin. And not only Glenn Youngkin, but they went with Winsome Sears. And then they also went with the Attorney General. And I believe, Captain, that they also got their majority of the House of Delegates.
They did. And did you hear the terminology? Well, they're all white racists. It's white racists. And Cher came out and said something about they want to turn this country into a white something. Let's see if I can find it here real quick, because she said something really stupid. I just wanted to reach out and slap her. Let's see, where is it here? Cher, where are you? I know it's here. Oh, here it is. Cher freaks out over Youngkin whim. GOP or Nazis will make USA whites only club.
Well,
that's Cher.
Yeah, that's Cher. That's just patently patently false.
It's crazy.
Yeah, of course it is. And what it is, Captain, it is, you know, as much as we've loved listening to Cher all these years with her music, but literally it's the kind of thing you say when you don't have any other argument. You can't win on the merits, so now it's going to devolve into more name-calling. And everybody knows that. They believe that because they have the backing of many in the media that somehow they can say stuff like this and it's just going to fly like it's normal, but it's not. And people see through that. And by the way, when you insult the voters, when you try to make them out to be racists, when they're not, only for your political gain, they eventually tire of it and they show up at the ballot box and they say, stop it, like you said earlier.
Yeah. Now, the Supreme Court is taking aim at the New York State concealed carry gun law, which is going to have some ramifications elsewhere in the system, of course.
Well, that's exactly right. And so this is about a lawsuit that was brought originally in 2018 by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Robert Nash and Brandon Cook.
Yeah.
So they brought this, and they're talking about the language in the Second Amendment, by the way. Language, the idea of keeping and bearing arms.
Okay. Let's go to Dan the Man, because we're not going to have enough time for her if I don't do this. Okay, Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana, what's up?
I can't believe the Democrats are still calling Republicans racist after last night. I mean, you had a white Youngkin beat another a white governor of Virginia who went in the yearbook blackface in a Klan outfit. They just elected their first black lieutenant governor, and the attorney general is a Cuban. Now, yeah. Where do they get off calling Republicans Nazis and white racists after last night?
Well, they get off by doing it because that's their modus operandi. That's what they're going to do.
Well, that's the only thing they got left. They don't have much to give then. Because it
Correct.
Didn't work last night. It failed miserably last night.
Yep. Yep.
So I, Trump, stay on message, stay off of social media. You know, you're going to secure the border, you're going to be rebuild the military, you're going to get the economy back on. I think that's going to be the ace in the hole a year from now, because the economy is going to be worse than it is now. I mean, a lot
yes.
worse than it is now.
Yes. You are right.
And I think right now the Republicans are regaining that reputation as they're the only ones that know how to handle economics and the economy of the United States, not the Democrats.
They just proved it.
The Democrats right now are crazy.
Yep, they just proved it.
Yeah, and I'll say
yeah, and watch out. A lot of contested primaries for the Republicans coming up in a couple of months. I think you're going to see real conservatives, real Trump people out there challenging the rhinos in primaries and caucuses.
Okay, Kyle.
Watch it. It's going to happen.
Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and the Democrats, too, continue to prove themselves as the party that wants to get into your life at the granular level and tell you what to do. And the Republicans, I think, will continue to have the reputation of, hey, you're free and you're going to be able to do what you want to do. And we're not going to constantly tell you what to do with your life and how much money you can make and what kind of job you can have and all this other stuff. But here come the Dems. They want to have a cradle to grave, basically.
You know, freedom and individual rights are the highest value you have in the United States. And Republicans have got to run on that. And this time when they get elected, they stay aggressive, they get things done. And there's no sitting back as a backbencher doing nothing. You make your voice heard, and you get your people out there at the polls. And I think that's the key to 2022. Keep it simple and keep it as close to, like you said, to the populace as possible. You make parents feel like they're empowered. You make the individual feel like they're empowered and not being taken care of cradle to grave, like you said, Kyle. I think that's the key for the Republicans winning next year and in 2024. I think they've captured that street corner for a while if they can stay aggressive and keep on message. And that's what I want to see. I want to see a president go in on January 20th, 2025, and have as many executive orders as Biden did, just overturn all of it. You go back and you redo what Trump started, whether it's Trump or somebody else. I think Trump's the only one that can run aggressive in all 50 states, but that's my opinion. We'll see. But I would like to see that done. Turn it back. I mean, it would be one time where the Republicans could take Build Back Better, because we're going back 4 years ago, and we're drill, baby, drill.
Yeah,
that's going to be a key to all of it.
Yeah, okay, we got to run because your music's coming up my ear, but thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, sir. Kyle, have a good morning.
All right, take care. That's Dan the Man. Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming right back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yes, we got some weather out there to tell you about, and it's cold in some sections of the country where you're going to want to make sure you are all set. By the way, I think it's a little chilly up there where Eric's at right now. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Find out more about them by going to the website, cowboylogic.us. That's cowboylogic.us. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure when you see one of those truck stops that you pull in there, check them out. If you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're driving an RV, you can become a member of the RV Club. Now, the advantage to that is, guess what? You'll be able to get a fuel discount. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it's going to get for you. So, here we go. We're going to get all jacked up.
Song ringing in my ear. The next thing you know, the bartender's pouring. Shots are flowing, got me stoned and all I really know.
and I deserve two.
Gretchen Wilson, all jacked up. What you think, Kyle?
I love it.
Yeah, she had Charlie Daniels in the video, and Hank Williams Jr., and Kid Rock was in there. It was kind of interesting to see all the different people that were in there, and this little honky-tonk bar was out there in the middle of nowhere.
Very cool.
And, of course, she had the pickup truck. All right, well, let me take a look over here real quick and tell you that we have a lot of cold temperatures across the central part of the United States going into the middle Atlantic for sure. And if you're traveling along I-70, I-64, I-40, you are definitely going to be in some really cold temperatures when you get east of Texas and Oklahoma. So, Kyle, you let us know what's going out west first.
All right. Thank you very much, Captain. We do have some things heading out west right now. We do have a wind advisory up near Spokane, Washington. This is going to come down through the central part of the state and also down into central Oregon as well. High wind warnings. Right now, of course, we're reading rain in Seattle. It's going to be raining for several days. We have another storm coming in off the coast here, I believe, on Friday. Portland also reading rain right now. Eugene, Oregon, looks like they're getting rain at this moment as well. Also all the way down to Medford, Oregon, as you go down Interstate 5. Of course, in Richard, the Marine Territory there, not sure if he's getting rain at this moment, but there is a gale warning off the coast, so be careful, Richard, obviously. Then over the over in northern Nevada, just north of Reno, we do have a lake wind advisory. So if you're coming down I-80 towards Reno, you definitely want to be prepared for that. Down in New Mexico, Captain, I-25 near Las Cruces, we've got freeze warnings. So you definitely want to be sure that you got your fuel right, especially if you're coming across Highway 70 near Alamogordo or Tularosa. You want to be ready for that if you're going to be heading on over west of Las Cruces there. But you're going to get that freeze warning before you start on your way there, so be careful with your fuel. Denver, we were looking at snow in the mountains yesterday at this time, but Denver's now got a little bit of a warm-up that's coming. And in Denver proper, we understand they haven't got any of their first measurable snow yet. The last time, the latest, I should say, that they had the first measurable snow was back on November 21st, 1934. So I don't know if they're going for another record, but I'm sure that they would like to see some of the white stuff sooner than later. But we are looking at sunny skies over Denver and the Front Range right now, so that's a little bit of a change from where we were 24 hours ago, Captain.
All righty. Well, let's start out here in Nebraska, because the central part of Nebraska, U.S. 75 down into Kansas, we've got some fog, but the temperature is such that it's freezing fog. And then down into the lower part of Kansas to run all the way across the state south of I-70, we've got a frost warning, a heavy frost warning. We've got a freeze warning, a major freeze warning out in the southwestern corner of Kansas. And then that goes down into Oklahoma and the panhandle of Oklahoma and down into Texas, down into Plainview and down into Lubbock, Texas, where we've got a freeze warning tonight in there, and then coming across over into Arkansas, we've got a freeze warning all the way across I-40 into, let's see, Tennessee and over past Knoxville, or over past Nashville, over towards Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, the mountains of Virginia, we have a hard frost warning there this morning, and we've got a frost and freeze warning up the East Coast for parts of Maryland, parts of Delaware, parts of New Jersey, and parts of the upper coastline of Virginia. And then we do have a gale warning tonight for North Carolina, South Carolina, and we've got the northern part of Alabama, northern part of Mississippi. Most of Missouri is under a hard freeze warning tonight, so be advised. You got to make sure you get your fuel right where you get up in those areas, because if you get up in there and your tanks are half full, you know what happens with those heated tanks. The water condensation gets in there, it becomes water, and next thing you know, you freeze up. So get that fuel right before you get up there. I'd say stopping in Jackson, Georgia wouldn't be a bad idea there, Kyle. 205 at the Flying J.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, so I want to be a member of the Truckers Club. How do I do that?
Well, folks, if you want to join the Drivers Club at Pilot and Flying J, of course, that brings you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each night here on the program, you definitely want to stop in to the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, find out the location near you. You can also download the My Rewards Plus app and be able to track your points that way. And, folks, when you buy supplies, when you buy fuel, when you buy food at Pilot or Flying J, you can earn points on those, and you can use those for just about everything except buying fuel when you go back to the Pilot or Flying J. And you can use it just like money in the bank, basically. You're building up points as you go. And so we have the Truckers Club. We have the Drivers Club, I should say, the RV Club as well. So you definitely want to check it out so you can earn points and get special values and other great deals as well. And don't forget, when you go into the Pilot or Flying J between now and November 15th, you want to donate your change. You have the option to do that, or any amount at all, as they're partnering with Call of Duty Endowment to help get veterans jobs. And the people at Pilot and Flying J care about the veterans, and you can help them out, too.
Yeah, and that's a great idea. And the other thing is today I will be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farm from 11:30 to 1:30 for our monthly Have Lunch down there. And come on by Mixon's Fruit Farm down there, 2525 East 27th Street. Look forward to seeing many of you there. I'll be back with more, and Kyle Warren, too, right after all of these messages that will be coming your way. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.